Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Podcast.
We don't appreciate what we have in our country, you know. We really don't. Let me tell you why. In America, in Kansas to be specific, they have areas called single-family residential zoning districts. You heard me? They have areas called single-family residential zoning districts. So you understand what that means, right? Single families must live in these homes.
Sure.
One family.
Yeah.
Okay? But now here's the problem. Authorities are banning co-living, which means that it's illegal to have a group of unrelated roommates split the cost of the rent. Oh, this gets awkward. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Roommates? No. Unless you are relatives, you can't be sharing the rent, yo.
So I mean, we can't be staying in the same place.
Same house.
Mm-hmm. And we're saying that was a share 50%.
No.
So for that, we're related.
Let's leave the race out of it.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Luckily, in our country, roommates are still legal. Like, you're allowed to have more than one.
Are they legal? Oh,
Sazenze. Come on.
Freedom! Tomorrow. No, not legal. Sazenze.
My man, also, we blessed, ne? Like, some of us can even have the option of the family home. Like, if things don't work out for me here in Joburg, at least I know I can go back home and go, hey, old lady, I tried. Good. But then I think about it, yo, going back and living with my mother would be a problem.
No. I was told not to come back anyway. I was told not long ago, 2 weeks ago.
Hi, bo.
I'm like, hey, room lamb little mama. Skumbuzo. Kosham tana miyazwa. La smene. Wena.
And stay there. Imagine living with your mom again, John.
No matter how big phone, Thomas, it won't happen. I got phone. It's not a matter of me right now. She doesn't want me home, G.
But I do think about, oof, mom's cooking.
Yeah, man.
You know, sharing living space with family can be great. We all know it can be great at times, but can be challenging as well.
Sometimes.
Sure. Yo, sharing living space, your privacy. Yo, nkosi, yam kungena nje, yo. Hi, mami, nisanqiba ibrukwe,
nqonqoza. You know what? That's the one thing I'm going to tell you, sis. My younger sister, Tulsin, she sings opera.
Tries to.
No, professionally so.
Oh, damn.
She's loud.
Oh, no.
It's a Sunday morning. The least I could listen to right now is jazz or Wilson Bean Ghost.
Come on.
And there was a day, Mkuluam, may his soul rest in peace. Mkuluam never says anything wrong. He's a calm guy. Mkuluam went to my sister and said, "Lalala, manga wakim la redong zo kaba la."
Hi, man.
We have never had my grandfather say, like, he was at that level. Ukatelo to see. But say, Ukatelo.
Uzupin.
This is our kind of the whole day. You.
The challenges of living, back home, sharing that family space, has its challenges. It can be nice sometimes. But those arguments, man. What would you say is the best thing about sharing a home with your family? And obviously, in the same breath, what's the biggest challenge sharing a home with family?
Hot flashes, imagine.
What would you say is the best thing about sharing a home with your family? And in the same breath, I got you, Joe. What's the biggest challenge with sharing that space with your damn family?
What do you hate about your family, Inge?
Not hate.
Yeah, all right.
Strong word.
Okay. Ooh. What did you know I turned in a family?
Shoo. They're noisy.
One.
They are very noisy. They are untidy. And I'm a neat freak.
Freak.
Yes.
Like everything needs to be in its place.
Why are dirty dishes in the sink? Why isn't I just guess each?
Angie, my sister, was here for just 2 weeks. I'm glad she's gone. because she's a neat freak like you. I'm not untidy, Joe. Come on. But I know. I've just taken my shoes off. No, but you must put them over here in the corner. Yeah. Not in my house.
I'm so sorry. She played Logul, a Cameroon.
No. I'm taking it too far. Let us know, fam. 086-00-00959. You can call us. Send a voice note on 063-688-0959. The people I share my space with. Damn! Hey, Kai family, let's talk, man. Sharing living space with family. We know can be nice. There are privileges, but there are times when, you are just in each other's space and you can't handle things. Huh? What would you say is the best thing about sharing a home with your family? And also, the biggest challenge with that as well. What are you seeing there?
Chomela says, if they can only build us, I'm a bathroom wood. It will be better. Because, wow.
That's true.
Wow.
Go, ni.
And where's that? It's cool. I'm a bathroom. It's cool. Dish.
Okay.
Yeah, we need Ivascom.
Ivascom.
I guess.
Land's end. Oh. Now you have to clean them. Oh, no. We do that with the bath. Anyway. Let's get to the voice notes.
What I love about sharing a family home with family, it's sharing a meal. Sharing a meal, especially when my mom cooks.
Yes.
But what I hate, what I dislike, who's going to buy the meal that's going to be cooked? That is the only thing that, but where the next meal is coming from, it's one thing that I just do not like. Yo.
With me, living with family will be the best, ne? But the problem is one, I'll be cooking every day. Aye, guys, yo. Me, I love cooking, and then they just love to push me to cook.
Now let's get to the calls on 086-00-00959. Now, Nkosi Mphiwe, good morning, my queen. How are you?
Morning, Thomas and Skumba.
Morning.
Yo, this is my first time on radio, right?
Hey. Welcome, my queen.
We love it in the morning.
Mamela.
So, guys, I'm a 28-year-old, and I moved out of home when I was 20. So, ever since I've lived out of home until last year, so due to COVID, my mom lost her job. I had to move back home to help with finance and all. So, now, 1 year later, I'm just like, no, enough. I love the fact that my mom makes me lunch every morning.
Yeah.
But then, but it's also sad that I know it's the living daylight out of me. So, yo, guys, I love my sisters, but I can't. I'm ready to have my own space. So, I just bought myself a lovely 3-bedroom home.
Yes.
And I'm going to move out next year, Jen. And my family doesn't know.
Ah, she be well.
That's the best part about it. You know what happened? Mama, some tala hambu funel guaku. Loko boy un daughter lagu hambala. But now, when she told me that, being a yenagaz with nanya hambang 1 September. Petty, I'm happy. Yeah, la la nye vaxas.
So pagi.
But we happy. Nijing nendo, shalot.
Bye.
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 We love it in the morning on the streets and on the air. Okay, so guys, I left home at 19 and it was one of the best decisions for me. I had to go back last year for like a month just to stay at home, and it completely reinforced my decision that leaving at 19 was great. So the best part about being at home obviously is the supports, but the worst part if you have a mom like mine is that you never know when you're gonna get sworn and for what you're gonna get sworn about. So when I was there in October, for example, I think I got sworn at for an hour straight because I got the wrong wine. So yeah, colored mom's not the one.
My challenge with living with family, yo, it's like there's no privacy. You. And some of them, yo, they will annoy you. Pazok tatelim, but outside a protaha, body apare. Hey, skum. Yeah, it's tough sharing space, le family. But the other thing, what I love about it is like, those days, it's a little kaufela. The talks still on the zone. Like that love. Yeah, that's the positive side of it.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Telling us about the people that you share your space with, man. The best thing about sharing a home with your family and what are some of the challenges? We hear from you. Voice notes are coming through. Send them 063-688-0959. We'll talk to you when you call us. Sona 086-000-959. Yo, blood is thicker than water. I lived with flu before maybe a year or two. Damn. I still like Mdansika. You need to pick up the clothes, Joe. You need to do laundry at some stage. I'm not going to do it. No.
So, in you, Finkas is not Hlubi. Have you ever seen her doing washing?
Give me a second.
Why are you thinking about it?
Never! And then Hlubi guys buys in bulk.
Oh my goodness! You are. There's no way buying one jean and one t-shirt.
No, ikrosar.
Okay.
We are going macro. I'm like, it's just the two of us. No, just in case we run out of. I mean, how many cans of baked beans are we going to. No, Hlu, no, you're not opening up a spaza at my place, Joe. Let's move on. Sharing your space with family. There are some benefits called. Ooh, Hlubi can. Ooh, Hlubi can. Ooh, Hlubi throws it down.
The kitchen.
Woo! There was a bit of a mkaba.
My sister knows I can cook. Tusile can clean if she wants to.
What does that mean, can clean? Everybody can clean.
No. No, no, not everyone can clean, no. We came into the studio 4 days.
No, they don't want to clean. There's a difference, but everybody can clean. Kai family, let's talk about the people that we share our spaces with, the family, good or bad.
So because of COVID, I unfortunately had to move back home and my mother was left alone initially. So my brother and I moved back home. Yo, guys, the challenges. My mother is always complaining, like always complaining. If I'm in my room the whole day weekends because I'm tired of the traveling from Val to Joburg, she's always complaining. Hi, always in your room. If I'm doing this, she's always complaining. If I go out, I have to literally tell her my every move, guys. And the worst challenge is that good routine. But yeah, moving back home is a huge challenge on its own because one is used to their own space and they don't have it anymore. Anyway, enjoy your day, guys.
What I like about sharing my space with family is that it teaches you patience. Like, enjoy what you're smelling, the issue with together. Yeah. But then what I don't like, the effect of Jelana Makaus.
My queen, you like the patience. It teaches you. Oh, no, the patience is gone. It's my Dala song, get Joe. Okay, so you're calling us on 086-000-959 all the way from Durban, Luyanda. Good morning, my queen.
Morning, how are you?
We're good. How's it?
I'm good. Just a bit flued up.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, so because of the flood, I've had a few family members move in.
Yeah.
I've been living on my own for the past 6 years, like on my own. Even when my daughter comes over for the weekend, I'm like, please go back to your granny because I just love my space.
Okay.
So number one, I've got some clothes that I've kept safe for my daughter because I don't want her to wash those clothes. I don't want her to wear them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
The family has moved in. And I can't say anything because I can't offend these people that have their house.
No, Leander, no. Need to tell them.
No, be sensitive.
About what? No, about what?
The flooding. They're victims. Thanks for the call, Durban, huh? Let's go to Dawn Park. Precious, good morning.
Morning, good morning.
Hey, Precious, how's it?
Great, thanks to you guys.
We love it in the morning.
We are so loving it. Deciding to go and like to bring my parents to my place, I was the best decision. Change.
Why?
The support. Yeah. It's just out of this world. For the past 2 years, I've been doing extra courses. This year, I've been taking another degree because I just have so much on my, like, I've got so much time because there's so many things that they've offloaded from my responsibilities and stuff like that. I don't get to check what groceries to buy. Every time I just get a list and I just go grab what they need. So, yeah.
So you love
it? I'm loving the sharing part. I'm loving it.
Precious.
The only bad thing is that, yeah, you get to spend a lot.
You get to?
Yeah,
spend.
Now the one thing that they were not used to now, so yeah, yo. So yeah, now I'm gonna be struggling to pay my fees. I think this year because my kids now have got habits. Because granny is awesome.
And yo, makulu. Ina, yes, you can have. I'm jelo mamako. Okay, what do you sing with a voice note?
So the space I share with people, I know. You know what? I'm okay now with my small little family that I've started. Hey, plus Delta Tideka, I guess. With longer speaking people. Jeez. Agum Sindo. Ola Pagloya Muzi. Yo, Agum Sindo. Hey, Abanyeba Salama Kataranga Pagninini Kalamat Ramsey. Yay, can't you go to Kala and much? Plus, again, not to mention, at least I'm a cousin Noam. There's no good spin. I wasn't a Sandra. So, no, I ain't a grand. I ain't sharp with a great background right now, eh?
Cousins is a tennis?
No, but spinning the ace.
No.
Because you're the engine. So, I'm going to remote control. Takan, equal remote. And I'm going to remote, right, man?
I don't have to take it there.
Chapelo, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
We're good. How's it, my guy?
Awesome. Comes Kumbano Tomero.
Voila.
Man. You know, one thing about a family, especially losing the family member, especially losing parents, you know, the fact that they took me in and, yeah, they gave me a life that I'm living right now. But the better thing, they won, my chance. I wanna having to keep up with this cousins. It's okay, like constant reminder, which hasn't, that's just the better thing. Understand. Every moment in Tolar, but so that's why Umunda push her, hustle hard, and have the things of your own.
Yes, fam. Keep pushing, okay?
I said,
What? Okay. Cool down. Easy.
Let's be positive.
Mamela, before we get to the roads, listen to this voice note.
Yo, good morning, guys. Yo, I recently moved back home last year. I can survive. I can survive. Like, my mom is breathing on my neck. And I started a new job in Rose Bank. So, yo, it's hectic. Like, I even take on extra work. Get chase the lady just for more avoid because, yo, it's weighing by fit with their boy. I'm not sure there's nothing I like about it. Being home, I literally hate everything about it. Can't wait to move out again.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.